God. If you'd like to turn your Bibles to Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Wine controls when it's consumed. Any alcoholic beverage controls. Drugs control your mind. And God does not want us being controlled by some outside force or some inside force that we might place in our bodies. He wants us to be controlled by the Spirit. And that's what this example sets forth. We hear about the filling of the Holy Spirit, and that's what I'd like to speak to you on tonight. It's not the filling of it, because we need to understand and realize that all believers have all of the Spirit they're ever going to have. And they have all the Spirit, by the way. But the believers were, the Spirit doesn't have all of the believers. Did that come out right? Anyway, somehow or other, the point of it is this, is that we have all the Spirit that we're going to get when He saves our soul. We're filled with the Spirit. Not going to get any more. All right? But what the Bible is talking about when it talks about being filled with the Spirit is that we've been given over to the Spirit. And the Spirit is controlling us like that the alcohol or the drugs or whatever would control your mind and your life. So we need to understand and realize that. The Spirit means, or the filling of the Spirit means, to be controlled by Him, and this is true spirituality. It is true spirituality. It is being yielded to the Spirit. Now, why are we to be filled with the Spirit or be controlled by the Spirit of God? The Word of God commands us to be filled with it. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be controlled by this other substance, but be controlled by the Spirit. Can the Spirit control us? Yes, the Spirit can control us, even in this day in which we live. If we will yield to the Spirit and let Him control us. The work of God demands us being controlled or filled by the Spirit. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And then in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4, Acts 2 and 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Then in Acts 4 and verse number 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. And then in verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. They were controlled by the Spirit, because they yielded themselves to the Spirit, because they were saturated with the Word of God. And the Word of God breaks down this old sinful flesh and this rebellious will that we have, and then we yield to being obedient to the word. We hide it in our heart so we won't sin against it. And the Spirit of God then will control us as we are obedient and as we carry out the word of God. Fourth chapter of Acts, and verse number 8. Fourth chapter of the book of Acts, verse 8 and 31. We just read that. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. When he was saved, he got all the Spirit he was going to get. He was controlled by the Spirit. He said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Then, Acts chapter 6 and verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, the a proselyte of Antioch. They were filled or yielded to the Holy Spirit. Now, how are we filled with the Holy Spirit of God? We need to be cleansed. We need to be empty of sin and self. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin, and we need to get down on our knees, confess our sins, and we need to receive the forgiveness. We need Him to place our sins under that blood, and so that the sins in our life are not hindering us, and then we will be able in a position to be controlled by the Spirit of God. But here's the thing, the idea of being controlled by the Spirit, what do? We clean up our life. We do good, we're good. We carry out the word of God. We yield to that. And consequently, in this day, most of what we do is in the flesh and not the Spirit. Most of what we do is without the power of the Holy Spirit, because we clean our lives up. What we have to do is yield to that Spirit. We have to saturate ourselves with the Word of God, and the Word of God then will bring us to be under the control of that Spirit. And as we carry out the Word of God, we are being led by the Spirit. Now, we won't see the miraculous things happening that they did back in that day, because miracles were in effect. They're not in effect today, but we will see results. We will see the power of God working. And brethren, listen to me. We've seen it in past. We've been in services where the Spirit was so prevalent that almost all the congregation would get in the altar and cry out to God, and we would see souls saved. Did you know our camp work used to be at camp? We'd go to camp, and all of a sudden the Spirit would take control. And in every service that we had, the Spirit was prevalent, and there was rejoicing, and people were yielding their hearts and their lives to the Lord, and souls were being saved. We haven't had that in a long time. We haven't had it. So is it possible to be controlled by the Spirit and yielded to the Spirit? Absolutely, in this day. We're not going to perform miracles, but the Spirit is going to work with us, and we'll see the results of His power. We'll see a preacher get in the pulpit and all of a sudden turn loose, and we can see the Spirit working with him as he brings forth the Word of God. That's being yielded or controlled by the Spirit. We need to be cleansed. We need to be saturated with the Word of God. The Word of God is what will bring us to a place to where we can yield to the Spirit and let Him use us. 1 John 1:5, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. The more consumed we are, the less confessed sin that we carry in our lives, the less that we deal with, the less that we let the Word of God bring out of us, the darker that the darkness is greater within us. And listen, God, the Spirit of God cannot work and empower those who are walking in darkness rather than in light. We need to be thirsty. Look at John 7, verses 37 through 39. So in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Amen. Out of his belly will flow living water. We need to thirst for Jesus. We need to thirst for the Spirit to control us. That way we'll be brought closer to Jesus. That way we'll rejoice in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Lord's churches are going out of existence all over this country because they are trying in the flesh to be controlled and yield the Spirit, and they lose the power of the Spirit working in them. Acts 1:8, they lose it. And they dry up. They go out of existence. They follow the world and the false religion of the world called itself Christianity. And by the way, Christianity is scriptural New Testament churches. They were first called Christians at Antioch. Who was it that was called Christians at Antioch? It wasn't all the saved. The saved is the family of God. It was the Lord's New Testament church. That's who it was. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We need to learn this. We need to put it in practice. What does it say? We want to pray, "Lord, take this away from me. Lord, do this and do that. Lord, make it this way. Make it easy on us." What does this tell us? Don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What? The Lord's not going to zap us and take these things away from us. We are going to have to take them to Him and present them to Him. We're going to have to confess sin. We're going to have to forsake sin and let Him take care of it. We cannot take care of sin. We cannot make ourselves righteous. We cannot make the light of the Lord shine in our lives that the Spirit might truly control us, that we might be led of the Spirit. What does it say? Yield your members. What we say moments ago, we said we needed to empty ourselves of sin, put them under the blood. How do we do it? We confess and we forsake. "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." Sin will not have dominion over you unless you let it, unless you want it to be. But listen, the water that comes from Jesus is still coming through the Spirit. And when we'll open ourselves up to the Spirit and the Spirit control us, and we take and let the Word of God bring us to a place to where we can yield and surrender, and we can go saying, the Lord's will be done no matter what. I can accept His will in whatever comes, no matter how hard the trial is. I can accept the will of God in it. I can accept the outcome that He brings about. Being yielded to the Spirit is to being 100% obedient and given over to the Word of God. And again, when God calls a preacher, it's a way of life. It's not something you do on Sunday morning, Sunday night. It's not something you do going visiting a hospital and so forth. It's your way of life. It's a preacher's wife's way of life. It's a family's way of life. As church members, it is a way of life. It's not something you do on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, at a youth rally or youth camp or something like that. It's a way of life. You live it every day. And we can either yield our members that the Spirit will use us, or we cannot. And we witness and we talk to people and they're not moved. Well, the hardness of the heart of people today is sin abounds. That's an excuse for not doing what God has told us to do, for not yielding ourselves to Him. And He wants 100% of us. He don't want 90%. He don't want 75%. He don't want 50%. He wants 100%. And He's not going to zap us into it. We're going to have to do it. What'd He say? Yield your members as instruments of righteousness, not unrighteousness. What then shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are to whom you obey, whether in sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. He delivered us from that. But ye have obeyed from the heart that from the form of the doctrine which was delivered you. Verse 18, Romans 6. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. How well are we doing, folks? I fear we're serving ourselves. Given over to it. And when we serve ourselves, it's evidence we're controlled by sin, not by the Holy Spirit. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants of unrighteousness unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. God's not going to do it for you. He said, you do it. How are we filled with the Holy Spirit? By yielding and by being willing. There's a good example of this very thing in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. The 8th chapter of Acts, beginning with verse number 5. Philip is that example, by the way. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Now, Philip was yielded and given over to the Spirit of God, controlling his life. And the Spirit led him. And he found success because he preached in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was led of the Spirit to the people that would receive. He was led of the Spirit, and what he preached was empowered by the Holy Spirit. He was given over. It was a way of life for him. You say, well, he was a preacher. Well, he was a deacon to start off with, church member to begin with, but he was yielded. He was filled with the Spirit. Look at the Acts 6 chapter there and the qualifications for the office of a deacon. He was yielded to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he sat real close to the feet of Jesus and learned. He received the word. And he let the word wash and cleanse him. You know what? We need to let the word wash and cleanse us. Most of the time we're sitting there braced against it. And instead of absorbing it and yielding to it, it's bouncing off of us. Instead of us taking accountability for the condition we're in, we want to take and throw it over our shoulder to the people behind us. Man, that was a good message. Those guys really needed it. Verse 27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, Pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And he did it with power. That Acts 1:8 power, that Holy Spirit power. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. How important is confirming that you got to believe with your heart and not with your head? It was really important to this eunuch. And Philip, it was important to him because he knew that that's the message the Spirit would want him to give. And he gave it in the power of the Spirit. And there was results. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why did he believe it? Because Philip presented him the word in the power of the Holy Spirit, and he was stirred to the depths of his soul and brought to a place to where he could totally believe in and trust Jesus Christ. And brethren, being controlled by the Holy Spirit is not a new doctrine for Baptists. It's been gone so long, we think it is. It's new. Well, it's not new. It's not new. If the Spirit of God controlled us, we wouldn't sit around like a bunch of dummies and let the Word of God bounce off, but we would take it in and we would rejoice. We'd say, amen, praise the Lord, thank God. Baptists used to do that. Not anymore, because we're afraid of what somebody might think about us. They may think that, we're over religious, we're gonna lose our mind. We need to get some religion, brethren. And I don't mean to put on religion. I mean the genuine stuff. And it's there. It's been there. And some of you know what I'm talking about when I say that the Spirit can take a hold of a service. And brother, you can tell. You can feel it. But God's people have to yield. Amen. Personally. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. You can't do it for each other. You're going to have to do it yourself. Yeah. How do you do it? Follow these instructions we just went through here. Yield yourself. Get in the Word. And do it regularly. Consistently. Oh, I've read the whole Bible. I know all about it. You don't know nothing. I've read the whole Bible, and I don't know nothing. And the more that I get in and study and search, I find out the less I know. Because there's a depth to the Word of God that we're not going to reach in this flesh. Don't mean we shouldn't strive for it, though. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And by the way, brethren, the new fad is for the preacher not to get in the water. He's too good to get wet. Don't want to mess up that expensive suit of his. Preachers like that's a very sorry preacher, as far as I'm concerned. John the Baptist wasn't worried about that. Neither was Jesus. And by the way, when it says they went down into the water and they come up out of the water, that's the example that we have, and we need to follow the example exactly. The Bible makes it clear. These things happened to them for an example. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter. The Old Testament example there. The New Testament example is there. And where they went, by the way, the priest went with them, and he was first. And he was in the water with them when they got baptized in the sea with Moses. He was right in there with them. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Still led of the Spirit, still yielded to the Spirit. Acts 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. Now, when are you going to be witnesses? When you receive power. The power of the Holy Spirit. When you yield to the Holy Spirit. And you can go in his power and preach the gospel. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and in the uttermost part of the earth. The results of being filled or controlled by the Spirit. We have power to serve him. We have power that will be manifest in winning souls to Jesus Christ. We'll have power, and God will also give us the opportunity to use it as he did Philip. Spirit's still here. He still leads. He still convicts. He still draws. He still works. He wants to work through us. But he wants us to get in a condition to where he can work through us. And listen, the beginning is right here in these 66 books. And it's not in a casual reading, and it's not in preparing lessons. It's in there and you communing and taking in what that Bible teaches and says and applying it to your life. Living it. Know it. Don't just know about it, but know it. When you're filled with the Word, you'll also find that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Trouble is we think we can be filled without the Word. Ain't gonna happen, brethren. Just not gonna happen. Let's stand, if you would. If you're here tonight and the Spirit of God has convicted your heart, come to Jesus. And the manner in which you come is important, because to get the right results, you have to come his way. What you saying, brother? 200.